Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Freya Mjolnir. Cigar is a Toro Extra, 6.5 inch by 55 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera Palma factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Dominican Criollo 98. Binder is Mexican San Andres, and the filler is Dominican Criollo 98, Dominican Piloto Cubano, and from Nicaragua. Blended by Emma Victorson, and price point is $9. Cigar was released in July of 2016. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
Pre-light was really good. I thought the wrapper first had this really smooth and like almost like velvety smooth, semi-oily Dominican Criollo wrapper to it. Vings well pressed, seems almost invisible. Cigar has an even, slightly spongy give throughout, without any soft spots. Head finish off with a well-adhered thick triple cap. Smelling the wrapper, spicy cedar, dry nuttiness, smelling the foot. A really strong white pepper and a rich nuttiness. Cold draw, mainly got some white pepper, cardboard, mixed nuts. So, really good pre-light.
Yeah, wrapper is a medium brown, some darker marbling, which is more visible down towards the foot of the cigar. Some veins are visible, but really well pressed, and the seams are nearly invisible. Head finished off with a well applied triple cap. Cigar has an interesting box press, as one side has a long flat edge with straight corners, and the other side has curved corners on it. Single band is very nice looking, great artwork on it, mix of colors, bordered in gold and blue. Aroma from the wrapper was a fairly sweet hay grass. While the foot kind of gave some of that sweet hay mixed with leather. Pre-light draw was leather dominant, with a little bit of sweet hay in the background. There was also a little mild spiciness that I was getting on my lips. So getting into the flavor, what was your experience like?
Starting from the first third, I thought immediately from just the first couple of draws, it was a really well-melded tasting profile, centered around like a really balanced white pepper, a nice breadiness, rich roasted nuttiness. Half inch in, I started getting this like slick and oily dry red pepper that layered my entire palate. Retrohaling, intense white pepper, followed by really rich mixed nuts and toast. Finished long and lingering. It coats my entire palate with that oily, dried red pepper and cedar. Strength, medium to medium full. Body consistent at medium. Moving on to the second third. It's still giving me that same slick and oily feel to the entire palate. Profile, although still tasty, I thought it lost on some of the flavors from the first third. Now the flavors are primarily cedar and white pepper driven. On the retro, still consists of that really powerful white pepper with a less distinctive rich nuttiness to it. Finish, mixture of cedar and that oily dry red peppers, and just that it just lingers on your palate for like minutes and minutes on end. Strength moved to consistent medium full, and body was still at the medium point. Now moving on to last third, it pretty much mirrored the second third. Still gave me that. Nice that oily, cinnamony, dry red pepper thing going on with the cedar and white pepper backing. Retro still super intense on that pepper, but less of a full nuttiness. Strength and this finish still long and lingering with the cedar and oily dry red pepper. So all in all, really good, really good flavors.
Yeah, initial draws brought a mix of oak and baking spices, and then after a few draws, those flavors became fuller and created a really nice bold mix. Half inch in, oak gained a little bit of a char and still mixed well with the baking spices. Retrohale was a very bold charred oak. At an inch in, profile mellowed a little bit as the baking spice reduced and let kind of the charred oak take the front stage. At an inch and a half, that profile became very smooth as some cream joined in, which kind of pushed out the baking spice and reduced the char. Retrohale is a creamy oak, and that's kind of how the third finished out. Strength in that first third, slightly above medium. Getting the second third continues with that slightly charred oak and creaminess. Half inch in, slight bitterness joined in with the charred oak and the cream. And at an inch in, the bitterness subsided and left the slightly charred oak and the cream. Retrohale, also slightly charred oak. As that third came to a close, the char increased a little bit on the oak, while the cream reduced a little bit. Strength in the second third, right at medium. And then getting in the final third, charred oak continued with a slight bit of cream that was still present. half an inch in, cream ramped up again, which kind of cut down on some of that char from the oak. And then at an inch in, a slight bit of pepper joined the profile of charred oak and cream. Inch and a half, pepper fades back out, char increases while the cream remained. And as the cigar came to a close, the cream ramped up, which kind of reduced that char of the oak again. And the strength bumped up a little bit to be slightly above medium again. So getting a performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I had a good burn and a perfect draw. So given the burn, the only complaint that I had was that do a couple of minor touch-ups within the second or last third. Other than that, cigar burn slow, cool, inch and a half self-tap, ash marks, burn line almost razor sharp. The draw, perfect. Just some right amount of resistance to get all the flavors in.
Yeah, burn was just slightly wavy throughout, but the cigar did go out on me twice in the final third. I think that's most likely due to the loose draw I had. And like you, the ash held on inch and a half increments. Regards to the draw, fairly loose. I don't typically get a loose draw. I'm usually more on the slightly snug draw. The problem with this is that on a larger ring gauge cigar, I feel like I have less draw control. So when it's loose, it's even more pronounced for me. Sure. So I call it a double whammy because you have that large ring gauge and then a loose draw. So it's just like, just feel like I really can't control it as much. So that was my gripe on the draw for mine. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
I really like the cigar, and I've come to develop a palate for a cigar that delivers that really rich and oily tasting profile, such as this cigar. The only downside of it is, it didn't fully capture that within the entire cigar. It did it really well within that first third, but that second third and last third, there wasn't enough of a surrounding, cast of flavor profile to complement that rich oiliness that I had within the first third. I want to revisit this. I think this will be a really good cigar for me to revisit down the road, just to kind of see, with time, if it'll provide me that same first third experience. On a side note, I on my written language, I wrote this wrong, but that Piloto Cubano that, certainly Jose Blanco talks so much about coming out of Tabacalera Palma, is really awesome tobacco. Speaking of that, within this cigar, I remember smoking the Señoria 65th anniversary, and it has some of that same DNA to it, which within that oiliness, that cinnamon rich oiliness and that rich nuttiness. So this really surprised me. I actually came into this cigar thinking that, what is this? But right. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the first third had some really nice flavors, but with the loose draw, I just felt like I didn't let the flavors kind of shine as the cigar went on. I hope that another sample, have a more ideal draw, kind of like what you experienced, and that would probably increase how the cigar scored for me. Frayline is pretty good, and I think this showed what it could achieve in that first third. So I'm hoping to, in the future, be able to get more of that as the cigar goes along. Strength's right around medium. I'd recommend others to give it a try if how we describe their profile kind of fits what people like. So getting to the scores, I gave it a 6 even. You gave it a 7.40. How do you think that match up with your experience?
Something that hits in the sevens, I think, it's definitely way above average. It's on the higher echelon of good and nearing that very good mark. So overall, a good tasting profile followed by overall good constructive cigar, and it just a really good experience.
Yeah, I mean, it was the flavors in the first third were fantastic, and it was just kind of average for me kind of going on from there. I think that probably the loose draw had something to do with it, and having to do a couple of relights in the final third probably didn't help either. But otherwise, I would agree with you. I mean, it what the cigar presents is really good. I think the construction just let me down a little bit. But if I had a little bit better draw, I think that this thing might definitely bump up and score, start getting closer to where you scored it. So any other final thoughts from you?
No, make more cigars like this and I'll happily smoke it.
Exactly. Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can also catch all of our recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.